Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Tuesday evening with us. And we're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it already, go ahead and grab your Bible, get a pen, get a paper. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about to start. So prepare your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord as we turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. We're going to have the reading of our scripture, and we're going to be reading from the 120th number of Psalm. And beginning with verse 1, in my distress I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given unto thee, or what shall be done unto thee, thou false tongue? Sharp arrows of the mighty with coals of juniper. Woe is me that I sojourn in Meshech, that I dwell in the tents of Kedar. My soul have long dwelt with him that hateth peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. Thank God for the reading of his word in its entirety of the book of Psalms 120. And may God bless the reading of his word. And now we're going to turn this part of the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist Khadija Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you again for tuning into the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 605-313-5995. That access code is 565-2166. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/Grace Radio 5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts Prayer Works Ministry with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 563-999-3634. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon service at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. That's 08096. And we are praying for the souls that are on our prayer list. And we are praying for Danny Thompson, for Darnell Williams, for Pastor Richard Jackson Jr.'s brother, and for Evangelist Ruth Thompson, as well as all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I just want to sing a portion of this song. There are things I may not know. There are some places I may not go. But there is one thing that I am sure, and that God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. Yes, God is real, real in my soul. He's real, for he has washed and made me whole. His love for me is just like pure gold. He's real, for I can feel him in my soul. Yes, God is real. He's real in my soul. He's real, for he has and made me whole. You give love for me. It's just like pure gold. He's real, for I can feel him in my soul. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, this time, I'm going to turn the broadcast back over to the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Eddy.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that selection coming through Evangelist Khadija. Yes, God is real. And of a truth, I can say, yes, God is real. Because he worked a miracle in my life. And I'm thankful for what the Lord has done and for what he is yet doing. Now we want to get ready, prepare our hearts for the word of God. Hopefully we won't be before you too long on tonight, if the Lord say the same. But praise God, we want you to prepare your heart for the word of God.
Broadcast. Now here is Evangelist May Edmond and Evangelist Melinda Edmond.
Praise God. God bless all of you, our radio listeners, once again. This is Evangelist Melinda Edmond here with Evangelist May Edmond tonight. We thank God for our being here once again. We thank God for this space and this opportunity and for this radio broadcast. We thank God for all of you who tune in to us each and every week. We thank the Lord for you, and we want you to be encouraged, and we want to encourage you to continue to listen to the word of God. We thank God that God has been good to us and he's blessed and kept us. Also, we would like to acknowledge Marjorie Brown Vines. We want to remember her in our prayers. Marjorie, if you're listening tonight, we have not forgotten about you, but we are yet praying for you, and we know that God is a healer. We want you to continue to look to the Lord and continue to pray. We thank God also for Mother Gaines in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We're yet praying for you and all the others that are on the prayer list. And at this time, we're going to go into a word of prayer just briefly because we want the preacher to bring the word of God. So whatever it is that you want the Lord to do for you tonight, God is able to do it. We want you to believe God for whatever it is that you need tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you once again asking that you would look down upon us, Lord. Oh, God, we want you to stretch out thy mighty hand, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we want you to send our words tonight and morning. Lord God, move, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on every heart, every soul, Lord, under the sound of our voice, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We want you to touch, heal, and deliver, Lord. Oh, God, we want you to open up the windows of heaven, Lord, and pour them out a blessing in the name of Jesus. Look on your people everywhere, Lord. Oh, God, strengthen and encourage us, Lord. Lead us and guide us. Go with us and stand by us. Lord, God, keep us in your will. Keep us with a mind to do your will. And, Lord God, we want your will to be done in our lives. God, you have thine eternal way. Oh, Father, let your will be done, Lord. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We thank God for the prayer. And at this time, we're going to give it over into the hands of Evangelist May Edmond. Praise the Lord. God bless all of our radio listeners. I'm happy to come to you once again live. We're right here in the studio. We want you to keep your station tuned in for the Gospel Truth broadcast. Praise God. We're going to go into the Word of God from the book of Hebrews, the 12th chapter. We want you to notice with us the 12th chapter and begin with the first verse. It says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
Praise.
Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Amen.
For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be weary and faint in your mind.
Glory to God.
Praise God. We're going to stop right there.
We're
going to use for a thought tonight. Look to Jesus.
Oh, glory to God.
Look to Jesus.
Look to Jesus.
Turn your attention to Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
The Son of God.
Glory to God.
Because we are living in times where people are turning.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the word of God. At this time, we want to get ready and prepare our hearts for a word of prayer coming through Dr. Sheila Hameen.
Praise God. Thank God for the word of God at this time. Let us put our minds on the Lord and let's look to Jesus. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come before you and we give you thanks, Lord. We humble our hearts. We ask for forgiveness, O God. Please, Lord, look down on us with compassion. We are looking to you, Lord, for without you we can do nothing, O God. While we're praying, Lord, search our hearts. Everything that you're not pleased with, forgive us, O God, and take it away from us. In the name of Jesus, we are calling on you, Lord. Please, Lord, make your holy visitation. Stop by here, Lord God. And, Lord, work it out for us, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord, to look to you. Help us, oh God, to lay aside the weight and the sin and anything that caused a hindrance, Lord. Help us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We need you right now, Lord. Stop by right now while we're praying, my God, and work a miracle. We need help, Lord Jesus. Send on help tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we're praying for those on the prayer list, oh, God, the names that were called out, the names that were not called out. We're praying, Lord God, that you will move in miraculous ways, that you will touch, Lord, heal, deliver, save, make whole right now. In the name of Jesus, all power is in your hand, Lord. And if you just speak the word, it shall be done according to your word. Oh, yes, Lord, bless us tonight with the blessing that we stand in need of. For you know your people, oh, God. You know us one by one, Lord. You know everything about us. You know us better than we know ourselves because it is you who have made us. And we didn't make ourselves, Lord, but you made us, oh, God. You created us, Lord God, and you know what's going on with each one of us. And, Lord, we are asking you tonight in the name of Jesus that you will work things out for your people. Fix it for us, Lord, while we're down here waiting on you, my God. Teach us even more how to be patient and to look to you, my God. Have your way in our lives, Lord. Take control right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, please be merciful. Look on those, oh God, who don't know you in the departing of their sins. Lord, forgive them and have mercy upon them, Lord. Take away their sins and save their souls. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, remember the backslider tonight. Help them to return unto you. Help them, Lord, to lay aside every weight and the sin that's stopping them from doing your will, that anything in the way that's stopping them from returning unto you, Lord, move it out of the way and help them to make it back before it's too late. For, Lord, you are married to the backslider. Have mercy on them, Lord, and help them, oh God, to return unto you with their whole heart. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, God, that you'll remember your people everywhere, one by one and name by name. And Lord God, remember our pastor tonight, oh God, and his family, and look on his brother, Lord Jesus. Bless him right now, oh God. You know all about it, Lord. Oh, God, be merciful right now and save, Lord Jesus. Heal and deliver. Work it all out, Lord. Only you can do it in the name of Jesus. Yes. Lord, please remember each one, oh, God, Evangelist Ruth, all the names that were called out, Lord, one by one and name by name. Lord, those who are dealing with bereavement, oh, God, give them comfort tonight. Give them consolation, Lord. Be close to them, oh, God, and have mercy upon them. Strengthen them in this difficult time. We know you're able, my God. Lord God, we call out the name
Look on Danny Thompson, Lord Jesus, in a special way, my God. I pray, Lord, that you'll work a miracle. Oh, my God, work a wonder. In the name of Jesus, let the glory of God be revealed. Let your powers be made known and manifest. We believe you tonight, Lord, and we thank you, oh, God. We thank you for this ministry, Lord, asking you to continue to bless it, Lord. Let it grow even more. Let it prosper. Oh, God, let it reach many more souls, far and near. We believe it, and we count it done, and we thank you tonight. We thank you for your touch, Lord. Thank you for hearing our prayer, oh, God. Thank you for being patient with us, Lord. Thank you, hallelujah, for understanding us, oh, God. We thank you tonight. Thank you, Lord, for coming to our aid. Thank you, Lord, God, hallelujah. We thank you, oh, Lord, for working it out. We thank you for fixing it for us, Lord Jesus, hallelujah.
All these things going on down here, all the trouble that we see,
We definitely need to look to Jesus, because Lord knows that's where our help is going to come from.
Yes.
We need to lift up our eyes, look to the hills from whence cometh our help. All of our help comes from the Lord, praise
yes.
God. And if we need, if we want to help ourselves, we can lay aside the weight, the
yes.
sin, the idolatry, the whatever else is in the way, lay it aside. And
yes.
run with patience the race that is set before Jesus. Hallelujah. We got to look to the Lord. I encourage
yes.
you to take this word of God in and look to Jesus tonight. Forget about looking to family, looking to a friend, looking to your job or wherever else you're looking. Look to Jesus. He's the
Amen.
Only one who can help. God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. Thank the Lord for the remarks coming through our evangelists, and sounds like they're stirred up. Praise God. I thank the Lord because that's who we have to look to, is Jesus. It's time out for looking to this one and that one, depending on this one and that one, and thinking that this one is in your corner, that one. You better look to Jesus, because we're coming down to the last day and the time now. I tell you, people are turning away. They are walking away. They are going in the way of their own. Some of them ain't thinking about you. So you better look to Jesus, because he's the one that will take you through. I praise God. I enjoyed all of the remarks coming through our evangelists. They sound like they stirred up, and it's time to be stirred up. Time to work as never before. Praise God, and look to the Lord to take you through for whatever it is you have to go through, because the Bible says we, through much tribulation, must enter into the kingdom of God, and that's what it's going to take. It's not an easy bed of flowers like some people think. You're going to go through something down here on the face of this earth. You're going to suffer some kind of way, because suffering is in this way. Praise God. That's one of the fruits of the Spirit, long suffering. So we just have to endure it. I just thank God for the word of God, because it comes to re-stir your soul up, and it comes to remind us of what we are supposed to be doing. So I'm encouraged tonight. I tell you, I feel like going on with the Lord and doing whatever I can for the Lord, that my soul might be saved. I'm asking that you pray for me, that the Lord will touch and heal my body, and that he will take me through, because I'm looking to him, and I know he's able to do it. Praise God. I thank God for all things, and I just want to remind you, on Tuesday night is Oldies But Goodies in the Gospel. So if you want to tune in again, you can dial 1-605-313-5995. And the access code is 5652166 pound. And we're here every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. and on Sunday night at 7 p.m. And if you're in the Woodbury area, we'd like to invite you to come to the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission, and that's located at 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey, Sunday mornings at 12 p.m. Well, Sunday afternoon at 12 p.m. Feel free. You are welcome to come and visit with us. God bless you. If that's all, we are going to close this broadcast out. We say good night and God bless you.